you ever gone to a movie theater and not ended up seeing a movie? That happened to me before. You go to the movie theater thinking you're going to buy a ticket, and either the theater sold out, or the worst one was I buy the ticket, I get the popcorn and the drink, I sit down, and then there's like a power outage or an issue where they can't actually play the film, so they gave me a coupon to come back. But that's the feeling I think you get when you sit down to watch football and you get the Hall of Fame game. You are going to a restaurant, thinking about a specific item on the menu all day long, and then you order your drink, and it's time to put in your entree, and you make your order, and they tell you, oh, we're out of that. That's been 86th. We don't have any of those. That's the Hall of Fame game. And I think the NFL should actually do what it can to try to make last night happen less frequently. And what I mean by that is, if everybody's tuning in to football for the first time, and then the starting quarterbacks don't play, and because of that, almost none of the starters play at all. There was essentially no starters on the field. By the end of the first quarter, you don't really know anybody. I mean, the game is a glorified training camp 11-on-11. And again, it's better than not having a game. I'm not complaining. But I just think this is a fixable thing for football, because most of America, if you're not a Bears fan or you're not a Texans fan, and you're not engaged into roster battles and camp competitions, and you're not out at training camp seeing who the undrafted free agent wide receiver who's turning heads is and what he looks like. And for the rest of us, it's just basically a nice scrimmage with a couple teams we don't care a lot about, players that we don't know. Early in the game, you at least recognize names from college football, like Brett Rypien, was the nephew of Mark Rypien, went 11 of 15 for $166, threw 3 touchdowns last night. 4 NFL starts. Star at Boise State. You've heard of him if you play fantasy football and you're a football fan. Tyson Bagent, I've mentioned a couple times. He made 4 starts last year, so you probably remember him. Davis Mills, actually, inexplicably, had a 2-year run as a starter, 26 games on the grass. Was basically the starter for all of the 2022 year. So those guys played, and it's hard to be unknown if you've started games at quarterback. But otherwise, a couple series into the game, if you're not a college scout, you're putting in a little work to keep watching. So that's why if I'm the NFL, a league that makes so many smart decisions for the betterment of the TV product and for eyeballs and for the consumer, I think they should just at least have a conversation about what they could do to make the Hall of Fame game a little bit more significant to the teams playing in it. Even if it's in August, even if it's a tune-up, even if it's a dress rehearsal. Find a way to make that game more entertaining and worth tuning in for, because you've got a network partner that's spending a lot of money that's sending the A-team Buck and Aikman. You've got a club participating that's on Hard Knocks in the Chicago Bears, one of the most hyped and exciting teams of the offseason in the National Football League. A sellable team, number 1 overall pick, Caleb Williams. A team that is a needle mover nationally and will only be even more that in a month post-Hard Knocks. They'll have that cologne that the Lions and the Jets and so many other teams have benefited from. You've got a Texans team that last year went, you know, worst to first, turned itself around, had a renaissance campaign. They're all of a sudden an AFC title game hopeful and the sexy Super Bowl sleeper pick in the AFC. Like, people want to see C.J. Stroud. He's standing on the sideline in street clothes. So I actually think there would be a moderately easy fix here that would actually make some sense. Which is to say that if the NFL went to the teams that played in the Hall of Fame game this year, that's the Texans and the Bears, and instead of having 4 preseason games, because the way they treat this is it's basically preseason week 0, and then preseason week 1 is next week, and then they get 3 games like everyone else does in weeks 1, 2, and 3 of the preseason. They don't treat this as one of the 3 exhibition games that these 2 teams have to play. It's just an extra bonus game that they throw on their schedule earlier than everybody else. And because of that, I think it's viewed as a bit of a nuisance and as a non-starter in terms of actually even considering playing any of your guys. The fix to me would be that the teams that play in the Hall of Fame game only have 2 games after that Hall of Fame game. They either would just skip preseason action altogether next week or the week after, perhaps. And even though it might be a little bit of an advantage, you could even have them skip the final week of the preseason, have a little more buffer time going up to the regular season, which I think is fair enough when you have them reporting earlier and being the first team to have to go through the motions of a game almost a full week before most teams have to. Washington is 8 days away still from playing in a preseason game. And the Bears and the Texans have already finished one, or tried to. The weather didn't allow them to last night. But before you stop me and say, oh, well, the league can't dictate that. The league can't, you know, tell teams to play players. I understand. I'm not necessarily suggesting that they are, although I think they should try to incentivize that as best they can. But instead of four preseason games, if you had three instead, now you're making the same decisions as every other team if you're the Texans or the Bears. And a lot of those teams, not all, but a lot of them will play their starting quarterback in preseason game one this coming week. They'll get two of the three games set aside for minimal playing time for starters. And how much different does that game look last night? Even if it's a drive, God forbid, crazy, I know, two drives from Caleb Williams, how many more eyeballs? How much more interest? And you guys might not care about that. That might not be your priority. But as a consumer, I think fun, enjoyment, watching something that matters, that's relevant, probably does move the needle for you. I just think it's worthwhile for the league. A league that has prided itself on and taken heat for making decisions for the product, for the shield, for the consumer, for the TV package over and over again. And I don't think you're putting anybody in harm's way necessarily. Like, if there's a team that's going to bubble wrap their players and not play them in the preseason at all, the LA Rams do this with Sean McVay for the most part. I know the Jets have already said Aaron Rodgers, who's 40-plus and coming off an Achilles, is not going to play at all in any exhibition games, which I'm cool with. He doesn't need to. If you got a team like that who, regardless of how many preseason games they have, isn't going to play their starters in last night's game, then there's not a whole lot you can do, although incentivizing a team, however they can try to, just having a conversation about it, talking to the teams about the importance of this being good for the game, helping the product, is probably still worth doing. But the fix of, you got three preseason games, we're just moving game number one up, and now you get next week off, I'll bet you Caleb Williams plays yesterday. I'll bet you watch a little more of that game. And I know you would have cared a little bit more about that game. Because with all due respect to Tyson Bagent, I think we all got a taste. We watched. We came. We saw. We conquered. And then we were on to the next. Maybe you flip over to Major League Baseball, or you turned on your video game if you're Danny Huey, or whatever it is that you were doing. Maybe there was a Netflix show calling your name. And the rain bailed you out anyway into the second half that they didn't finish what they started last night. But if I was the NFL, it's just something I would consider. And I'll tell you that as a addicted fan who slaps his arm and asks for more when it comes to the NFL, I'll be there next Hall of Fame game. And the night before, I'll be giddy and have, you know, the same joy and excitement that football's about to be back. And then I'll remember 3 minutes after tuning in, this is not where I parked my car. And they could just keep doing it that way. And really, there's no harm, no foul. But I think they can make it better. I think they should try.